Today's scripture is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Congregation, please listen to the word of God. Matthew 5, verse 1. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit, are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Please read this week's watchwords twice, including the scripture reference. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. "Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life." Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Gathering thousands of people here over the past half century, hear the gospel to know God and to trust in Jesus Christ. Amongst our brothers and sisters, there are many great testimonies. Some remain joyful in during hardship. Some have hope in a situation that seems hopeless. Some choose love even when they have been hurt. Some continue praying for others even when they themselves are sick. And some, even at the end of their lives, still comfort others with humor.
没有这样，不受环境影响，充满喜乐，盼望生命的人，才是一个真正有福的人。
A person who has a life that is not controlled by circumstances, but is full of joy and hope, is a truly blessed person.
你想成为这样丰富的人吗？
Do you want to become a blessed person?
谢谢各位姐妹刚才帮我们读的经文啊。
Thank you, Sister Zoe, for reading the scripture for us here.
Yeah, 这个安德的姐姐啊，这个。 两个字, name, sorry. Sister,
sister,
sister, sister, okay, sister. Yeah.
This passage contains what we call the Beatitudes.
It's 相当有名的一段英文.
It's very well known.
里面呢，就藏着有八个的秘诀.
Contained within it are eight secrets.
可以帮助我们能够真正的一个蒙福的人士.
That can help us have a blessed life.
接下来我们就一起来看一看这段经文。Now
let us look at this passage together.
我们一起读好了，我们读的时候，for English, you can look at the slides for your reference. We read it together, we read it in Chinese. 耶稣，我们一起来读吧。耶稣看见这许多人，就上了山，既坐下，人都到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们，说。 说的什么呢？第一，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。那几年前呢，我爸爸为我画了一把扇子啊，非常特别，是红色的竹子。So
a few years ago, my father painted a paper fan for me. It was very special, and on it are red bamboo.
我专门带来给大家看啊。
I brought it for everyone to see.
那你们可能远的看不到，我就放上了一个照片。
So for those of you who can't see in the bags, there's a picture on the screen.
Yeah. 那个时候呢，我的岳父岳母刚好要来美国看我们。
Around that time, my parents-in-law were coming to visit us in the United States.
那我爸爸呢，就托我的岳父把这个扇子带给我。My
father asked my father-in-law to bring the fence to me.
那他顺便请我的岳父呢，你要在这个扇子的背后。 要题字。
And he requested him to write something on the back of the fan.
这样呢，会让这个扇子呢更有意义。
So that it carried even deeper meaning.
这个让我的岳父有点为难啊，他斟酌了很久。
My father-in-law thought about it for a long time.
他写下一段字。
And finally wrote.
虚心的人有福了。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
因为天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah, 我就很好奇啊，我就问岳父，你为什么要选这段经文
？So I was curious. So I asked my father-in-law, why did you pick this verse?
他说这个竹子是空心的。
He said bamboo is hollow on the inside.
中文的虚心的虚呢，也有空的意思。
The word 虚 in 虚心 in Chinese also means emptiness.
Yeah, 那岳父呢，就特别在五年前。在我被案例牧师的那一天，把这个扇子送给了我。
He waited until the day of my ordination as a pastor 5 years ago to give me this fan.
希望我不要骄傲。
Hoping that I would not become proud.
要做一个虚心的上帝的仆人。
And would be a humble servant of God.
你们可能看到那个日期哈，2021年1月10日。Yeah, it's
dated 2021 on the fan.
Yeah, January 10th.虚心这个词呢，意思是谦虚、不自满、不骄傲自大的意思。
The word poor in spirit means humble, not self-satisfied, nor arrogant, nor proud.
那什么是自满自大呢
？And so, what does it mean to be proud or self-satisfied?
就是心里装满的都是自己，是自我中心的。
It means our hearts are filled with only ourselves, so we're self-centered.
以自己喜好为标准。
We do things for our own pleasure.
以为自己很有能力。
We feel like we're capable.
什么都可以靠自己。
And can rely on ourselves for everything.
那有人称赞我们，我们就沾沾自喜。
When someone praises us, we become pleased and proud.
一旦被批评呢，我们心里面就好像被这个被针刺了一下。
But when someone criticizes us, it feels like our heart has been stabbed.
我们马上就会反弹。
And we immediately react defensively.
求主打开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
帮助我们看到自己的自满跟自大。
Help us see our pride and self-importance.
也看到我们的有限跟我们的有罪。
But also our limitations and sinfulness.
而帮助我们回转过来，转向主耶稣。
So that we may turn away and turn towards Jesus.
耶稣基督他讲了一段话，就有一段话讲关于耶稣基督，我们一起念一下。他本有上帝的形象，却不坚持自己与上帝同等，反倒虚己。取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。这里的虚己
，here emptying in himself，
就是放弃自己的主权
，meaning giving up his own sovereignty。
我们既然信主受洗
，and since we have believed in the Lord and have been baptized，
就已经成了新造的人
，we have become a new person。
占据我们心里呢，不再应该是我们自己
，the one who occupies our heart is no longer ourselves，
而是耶稣基督
，but Jesus Christ。
就像保罗在加拉太书里面说，我们一起读一下：“我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。”所以，当我们谦卑地来到上帝的面前的时候
，So therefore, when we humbly come before God，
当我们倒空自己，放下我们的主权的时候
，Emptying ourselves, laying down our own sovereignty，
当我们在上帝让上帝在我们的生命当中掌权的时候
，And allow God to rule in our
Lives. 我们就成为一个虚心的人。
We become someone who is poor in spirit.
我们就活在上帝掌权的天国当中。
And we can join the kingdom of heaven.
原文当中的虚的意思呢，是贫穷。
The word poor in the original text means poverty.
而且是贫到一无所有，要靠乞讨才可以生活的地步。
To the point of having absolutely nothing, needing to beg in order to survive.
主耶稣这里说的虚心的人呢，也被翻译成心灵贫穷的人，就是指心里面一无所有，没有任何依靠的人。
So when Jesus says poor in spirit, it means a person who recognizes that they cannot rely on themselves.
是一个完全无助、完全的需要转过来信靠上帝的人。
A person who is entirely helpless and must completely depend and trust in the Lord.
当我们明白我们的亲友、我们的健康、我们的财富，包括我们自己，都无法成为我们真正的依靠的时候。
And when we realize that our family, health, wealth, and even our own abilities cannot be relied on.
当我们承认上帝才是我们唯一的依靠的时候。
And when we acknowledge that only God is our true dependence,
上帝就在我们心里掌权,
then God rules in our hearts.
我们就活在天国当中,
and we can live in his kingdom.
虚心的人有福了,
blessed are the poor in spirit.
因为天国是他们的,
for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这是我们今天就可以得到的福气。
This is a blessing that we can receive today.
是这个世界不能给也夺不走的福气。
And it's a blessing that the world cannot give or nor take away.
这是蒙福的第一个秘诀。
This is the first secret to a blessed life.
耶稣继续讲第二种有福的人。
Jesus continues to talk about the second type of blessed person.
也是蒙福的第二个秘诀。
Which is also the second secret of the blessed.
哀恸的人有福了。
Blessed,
因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
哀痛的人就是指自己的为自己的罪而伤心痛悔的人。
Those who mourn refers to people who are sorrowful and repentant for their sins.
这样的人呢是一个蒙福的人。
Such a person is blessed.
我们一起读一下这段经文。我们若认自己的罪，上帝是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。这就是我们为什么可以蒙福。
And this is why we can be blessed.
对以色列这个大名鼎鼎的有一个有这个大卫王哈，有一个很有名的叫大卫王。
Even the famous King David of Israel.
他在功成名就的时候。
At the height of his fame and success.
我们就知道他贪恋他的一位勇士的妻子。
We know that he still coveted the wife of one of his soldiers.
还借刀杀人，除掉了这位勇士。
And arranged for that soldier to be killed in battle.
以便可以名正言顺的霸占别人的妻子。
So that he could steal that man's wife for his own.
这应该是算是上这个大卫一生当中犯下的最大的错误。
This was likely the greatest sin David committed.
但是当上帝借着先知指出大卫的罪的时候。
But however, when God sent the prophet to confront David about his sin.
大卫为自己的罪痛悔。
David responded with deep repentance.
并且写下诗篇五十一篇。
And wrote Psalm 51.
在诗当中他专门说到我们一起读。上帝所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。上帝啊，忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。虽然后来大卫为他所犯的罪付了上了很大的代价。
Although David later paid a great price for his sin.
但因着大卫的忧伤痛悔
But because he was sorrowful and repentant,
上帝赦免了他
God forgave him.
主耶稣曾经说
The Lord Jesus said,
我们一起念一个罪人悔改在天上也要这样为他欢喜较比为九十九不用悔改的义人欢喜更大上帝喜欢看到我们为自己的罪忧伤
God wants to see us grieve over our sins.
他希望让我们能够认罪悔改离开罪转向他
To confess, turn away from sin and back to him.
弟兄姐妹们我们有没有什么得罪人得罪上帝的事藏在我们的心里面
Brothers and sisters, is there anything in our hearts that we have sinned against others?
可能还没有认罪悔改呢
That we have not yet confessed and repented of?
我们有没有因为自己曾经的过错给自己带来很大的罪疚感一直压在我们心里面喘不过气来的
Are we being crushed under the guilt of past sins?
我们有没有被自己的罪恶像被是牢牢的捆住的
Are we tightly bound by our sins?
就好像上周赫华弟兄讲的这个被五花大绑的这个大闸蟹哈
Like this tide of crab Howard mentioned last week
就好像我们被罪捆绑的时候其实我们跟这个被捆绑的大闸蟹就差不多甚至更糟糕那大家看里面谁是你啊哪一只是你啊 Which one is you?
Which one's you?
Yeah 任何的时候呢我们只要愿意来到上帝面前来
At any moment if we're willing to come before God
认罪悔改
Confess and repent.
他一定会赦免我们的罪
He will surely forgive us our sins.
因为耶稣基督已经为曾经的大卫
Because Jesus Christ has already bore the punishment for David's sins.
也为今天我们也为今天我们的所有的每一个人在十字架上承担了罪的刑罚
And he also died for all of our sins today.
在我们认罪悔改的那一刻
At the moment we confess and repent.
我们就从罪恶过犯的捆绑当中被解脱出来
We're released from the bondage of sin.
可以重新有平安有喜乐
and can finally have peace and joy.
所以大卫感叹说：“我们一起来读，得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。”但愿大卫用他沉重的代价换来的人生体会，也能够成为我们每一个人的鼓励。May
the lesson that David learned at a great price also become an encouragement to us.
所以我们看到我们为自己的罪过忧伤痛悔的时候。
Therefore, being sorrowful over our sins and repenting before God,
我们就成为一个蒙福的人。
It's another secret to be blessed.
接下来，主耶稣继续说。
Next, Jesus continues.
我们一起念好。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。这是第三种蒙福的人。This
is the third type of blessed person.
是温柔的人。A
meek person.
温柔的人不是软弱、胆小、怕死或者懦弱的人。
A meek person is not weak, timid, nor cowardly.
温柔的人可能是很有能力的人。A
meek person may be very capable.
但他是一个温和的、不与人争竞、不怕吃亏的人。But
he's gentle, does not fight with others, and is not afraid to suffer loss.
他是一个谦卑顺服上帝的人。Is
someone who humbly obeys God.
我们的主耶稣就是这样一个温和的人。Our
Lord Jesus is this meek person.
耶稣说，我们一起读。He
said,
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。当他被捕、被审问、被鞭打的时候，When
he was arrested, interrogated, and beaten,
他默默无声，像羊被牵到被宰杀的地方。He
remained silent like a lamb led to slaughter.
当他被钉在十字架上的时候，When
he was nailed to the cross,
他完全可以差派 天使天君来救他。He
could have called legions of angels to come and rescue him.
但他就在十字架上为钉他的人来祷告。But
instead, he prayed for those who crucified him.
求上帝赦免这些人。Asking
God to forgive them.
他心甘情愿地为这些人死。He
willingly died for them.
我们的主耶稣实在是温柔谦卑的人。Our
Lord Jesus is truly gentle and humble.
上帝因此把天上地下所有的权柄都赐给了他。Because
of this, God gave him all authority in heaven and on earth.
一个是最终极的、最完全的承受地图。This
is the ultimate and complete inheritance of the world.
很多年前，有一位叫唐崇的牧师，来我们教会讲过道。Many
years ago, Pastor Stephen Tong preached at our church.
唐牧师讲道非常的风趣幽默。His
sermons were humorous and engaging.
常常是通过一些日常的小事情，让我们体会圣经里面的大道理。He
often used everyday examples to help us understand profound biblical truths.
也是唐牧师说。Here's
a story that he shared.
年轻的时候牙齿很硬，舌头很软。When
we're young, our teeth are very hard and our tongue is soft.
有时候呢，会咬到我们的舌头。And
sometimes you would bite your own tongue.
很痛。And
it hurts.
那我的舌头呢也没有办法，只能够忍受。The
choice has no the tongue has no choice but to endure it.
因为常常是寡不敌众。
Because it's outnumbered.
那后来老了，牙齿一个一个就掉了。But
when we're old, teeth fall out one by one.
只剩下一个软软的舌头在嘴巴里面。And
only the soft tongue remains.
一个舌头独占了整个的嘴巴。Occupying
the entire mouth by itself.
所以耶稣说。So
Jesus says.
我们一起念。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。 所以做一个温柔的人。So
being a meek person.
一个不与人争竞、不怕吃亏的人。Someone
who does not fight for their own advantage.
一个谦卑顺服上帝的人。Is
not afraid to suffer loss.
是第三个蒙福的秘诀。And
humbly obeys God is a third secret to a blessed life.
耶稣又说。Jesus
also says.
我们一起念。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。饥渴代表今天我们最想要得到的东西。
Hunger and thirst represent what we desire the most today.
今天有什么是你如饥似渴想要得到的东西呢?
What is it that you desire the most today?
是被关注、被认同吗?
To be noticed, to be validated?
是考进一所好大学吗?
To be accepted into a good school?
是成就、是财富、是名誉吗?
Is it achievement, wealth, reputation?
这些都是好东西。
These are all great things.
但不是最好的。
But not the best.
因为这些东西都不能给我们带来真正的满足。
Because they cannot give our hearts real satisfaction.
以前我在加州一个华人教会聚会。
When I attended a Chinese church in the Bay Area,
时不时就有一些刚大学毕业来湾区工作的年轻人。
I would occasionally meet young people who had just graduated and begun working there.
Yeah, 有好几位都是毕业于这个顶尖的这个常青藤大学的这个毕业生哈。
Many of them were graduates from top Ivy League schools.
那有一次在团契聚会当中，我们的大家就问一位弟兄。
And once in a fellowship gathering, we asked a brother.
他是考上哈佛大学的。
Who was accepted to Harvard?
那我们就说考上哈佛大学是什么感觉？
How does it feel to be accepted into Harvard?
他想想，他回答说四个字，中文四个字，就说不过如此。
His answer was, "It's nothing special."
Yeah, no big deal, or yeah.
So,
那换句话说呢，即便考进梦寐以求的学校，也不能给自己的心灵带来真正的满足。
In other words, even being admitted to a dream school cannot truly satisfy the
heart. 我们最应该求的是什么呢？
So what should we seek the most?
耶稣告诉我们，饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Jesus tells us that blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
也就是说，我们最需要的、最应该要的、最需要明白的，应该是上帝的公义。
So what we should desire the most, what we want to understand the most, should be the righteousness of God.
渴慕上帝的公义就是愿意顺服上帝的引导。To
hunger for God's righteousness means being willing to obey God's direction.
按照上帝的要求去做符合上帝心意的事情。And
to act according to what's aligned with His will.
这样的人是蒙福的人。Such
a person is truly blessed.
这是蒙福的第四个秘诀。This
is the fourth secret to a blessed life.
第五。The
fifth.
我们一起来念。连续人的人有福了。 因为他们必蒙连续，连续人就是对人有怜悯心、有同情心。To
show mercy means to have compassion and empathy for others.
这样的人会体谅别人的痛苦、别人的忧虑。Such
a person understands the suffering and worries of others.
保罗其实也鼓励我们要这样做。Paul
also encourages us.
我们一起读：与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。感谢主，我们教会不光有这个史蒂凡关怀事工。
Thank the Lord that in our church, not only do we have the Stephen Ministry,
我们每个团契还有自己的关怀小组,
but every fellowship group also has its own care team.
教会当中有一个肢体有需要,
when members of the church are in need,
所有的关怀同工还有很多的弟兄姐妹, 马上就会各就各位,
brothers and sisters quickly stand up and take their positions.
送汤的送汤,
some deliver soup,
接送的接送,
some provide transportation,
祷告的祷告,
and others pray.
大家一起帮助这个在软弱当中的肢体渡过难关。
Together we help the person who's in hardship overcome their difficulties.
感谢主把很多有怜悯人的这些弟兄姐妹放在我们当中。
We thank the Lord for placing many merciful brothers and sisters amongst us.
但有些时候，我们也可能看不到别人的软弱，别人的难处。
But sometimes we fail to see struggles and weaknesses of others.
不但不能够连续人，
instead of showing mercy,
反而去论断人，
we judge them.
所以这有一段话哈，我们可以一起来读一遍。主耶稣这样说，我们一起读：你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断；你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。 我们今天存了何等人，都是蒙上帝的恩才成的。Who
we are today is entirely by the grace of God.
我们自己既然蒙了上帝的怜悯。Since
we ourselves have received God's mercy.
又有什么可夸的呢？
What do we have to be proud of?
主耶稣这位全然圣洁的上帝的儿子。Lord
Jesus, the complete holy Son of God.
在十字架上， 去怜悯那些钉死他、罪大恶极的人。Showed
mercy even to those who crucified him.
甚至为他们祷告。
Prayed for them.
求主除去我们心里面所有的骄傲。While
he suffered on the cross.
帮助我们能够活出主耶稣怜悯人的爱。May
the Lord remove all pride from our hearts.
使我们也能够在主面前蒙怜恤。Help
us live out the merciful love of Jesus so that we too may receive mercy before God.
怜悯人的人是蒙怜悯的。Those
who show mercy will receive mercy from God.
是有福的人。They
are blessed.
这是蒙福的第五个秘诀。
This is the fifth secret to a blessed life.
第六，我们一起来念：清心的人有福了，因为上帝必得见上帝，因为他们必得见上帝。那今天我们面对这个世界各种的诱惑，我们很多时候常常被吸引、被搅扰。
Today we face many temptations in this world.
那我们的眼目常常呢是定睛在让我们很多时候眼花缭乱的这些东西上面。
Our eyes are often fixed on things that dazzle us.
而且可能是想方设法的想要得到。
And we use all our energy to try to attain them.
我们的心没有剩下多少空间给我们的主。
As a result, there's not much room left in our hearts for the Lord.
而清心的人是一个专一寻求上帝的人。
But a person who is pure in heart is someone who seeks God above all else.
是轻看这个地上的事情的人。
Who holds lightly the things of this world.
那这样的人呢，主耶稣说是有福的人。
Jesus says such a person is blessed.
因为他们必得见上帝。
Because they will see God.
而上帝是一个灵。
God is a spirit.
是全然圣洁的。
And is completely holy.
我们的罪使我们不能够直接见到上帝的面。
Our sins prevent us from seeing him.
当我们信主受洗的时候。
But when we believe in the Lord and are baptized,
主赐给我们一颗新心。
He gives us a new heart.
使我们在上帝的面前被称为义。
And we are counted righteous before him.
使我们可以坦然无惧地来到他施恩的宝座面前。
Then we are able to come before God's throne.
可以称上帝为我们的阿爸父。
And call him our father.
一个清醒的人就是一个可以放下世上的残累，愿意花时间来亲近上帝，寻求上帝的人。
A pure-hearted person is someone who lays aside worldly things and is willing to spend time to draw closer to God and seek.
我们越多寻求上帝，
the more we seek God,
我们就越多认识上帝，
the more we know him,
我们就越多经历、越多遇见这位又真又活的上帝，
the more we experience and encounter him as a true and living God.
我们教会有不少弟兄姐妹参加这个每日的灵修小组。
Our many brothers and sisters in our church participate in daily devotional groups.
他们不管一天有多么忙，
no matter how busy their lives are,
早上起来第一件事情就是要花时间读圣经。
When they wake up in the morning, the first thing they do is read the word.
圣经是主的话。
The Bible is the word of God.
就是主自己。
It is God himself.
我们读圣经其实就是来到上帝的面前。
When we read the Bible, we're actually meeting with God.
有些弟兄姐妹每天不但读经，还会分享他们的读经笔记。
Some brothers and sisters also share their devotional reflections every day.
啊，这些读经的笔记呢，是记录了上帝借着那天的经文给他们的提醒，给他们的引导。
These reflections record the reminders and guidance God gives them through Scripture.
他们清心的来到上帝的面前。
Because they come to God with a pure heart.
在读经的过程当中，他们就常常能够遇见这位向他们说话的主。
God often speaks to them.While they read the word.
我们蒙福的所以这个蒙福的第手指头都不够用了哈。第六个秘诀 ,number six. 第六个秘诀就是清心，就是专一寻求上帝。
So therefore, the sixth secret to a blessed life is being pure in heart. Seeking God with wholehearted devotion.
第七我们一起念，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为上帝的儿子。在讲到使人和睦以前，
Before we talk about making peace,
我们先要知道我们人跟人为什么不能够和睦。
We first need to understand why people lack peace.
人从什么时候开始不和睦呢？
When did the lack of peace begin?
那应该是从始祖亚当他犯罪的时候就开始。
It began when Adam sinned.
因为人的罪就让人不再以上帝为主。
Because of sin, people no longer obeyed God.
不要再人就不再去顺服上帝的权柄。
And they make themselves the center instead of God.
他们自己就是只以自我中心的放纵情欲，你争我夺而且是损人利己的人。
They indulge in their selfish desires, compete with each other, and harm others for their own benefit.
主耶稣是和平之君。
Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
他在十字架上所成就的救恩，不光让我们与上帝和好。
Through Jesus dying on the cross, he not only reconciled us to God,
也让我们因着对主的顺服可以彼此和好，
but also enables us to live at peace with one another through obedience to him.
而对于那些没有信主的还处在纷争当中的人，
but for those who have not yet believed and are still in conflict,
我们唯一能够帮助他们能够真正解决他们纷争的办法，
the only way we can help them find true peace,
就是把耶稣基督介绍给他们，
is to introduce them to Jesus Christ.
我们教会的关怀施工有不少会关怀不少处在纷争当中的人。
In our church's care ministry, many of the people we care for are in situations of conflict.
感谢主，我们的同工不光是去聆听他们的委屈、他们的愤怒。
We thank the Lord that our brothers and sisters not only listen to their frustrations.
最重要的是把福音传给他们，跟他们一起祷告。
But More importantly, they share the gospel with them and pray with them.
有的人在这个过程当中信了主。
Some people will come to faith through this process.
知道主会为他们伸冤。
Knowing that the Lord will defend them.
同时他们心里面有了平安。
They gain peace in their hearts.
不再自己去争去抢。
And stop fighting for themselves.
有的人选择了宽恕。
Some choose to forgive.
有的人在真理的光中看到自己的罪和自己的亏欠。
Some in the light of God's truth see their own sins and shortcomings.
不少的矛盾在主里面最后化解。Many
conflicts are resolved in Jesus.
能够真正使人和睦的人。
A true peacemaker.
是信靠主并且把人带到主的面前来的人。
Is someone who trusts in God and brings others before him.
这样的人呢，就是约翰福音里面有一段话，我们一起读一下。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄。 做上帝的女儿，所以蒙福的第七个秘诀就是信靠主，并且借着主的福音，把人带到主的面前，让他们可以和睦。Thus,
the seventh secret to blessed life is trusting the Lord and bringing others to true peace through the gospel.
最后一幅，第八幅，我们一起来读。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。义是
上帝的公义代表上帝的心意。Righteousness is God's own righteousness.
我们按照上帝的心意去生活，就一定会有人不喜欢我们。When
we live according to God's will,
那有一定人不喜欢我们，而且会讨厌我们、排挤我们，甚至是逼迫我们。There
will always be those who dislike us.
那十多年前呢，夏威夷我们知道哈，要通过这个同性婚姻法案的时候。
Over 10 years ago, when the state of Hawaii was preparing to pass the same-sex marriage legislation,
很多人到州政府去公开陈述自己的立场。Many
people went to the capital to publicly share their convictions.
我知道我们教会有好些弟兄姐妹也去了。I
know that several brothers and sisters from our church also went.
他们当中有些他们的同事后来知道了他们的立场。And
later on, their co-workers found out.
有些弟兄姐妹他们就被孤立、被冷落。
And some of these brothers and sisters were isolated and treated coldly because of it.
那我自己在加州工作的时候,
and when I worked in California,
因为给一个捐款人寄过一张圣诞贺卡,
I once sent a Christmas card to a donor wishing them Merry Christmas.
祝他圣诞快乐哈, 马上我就被投诉,
and I was immediately reported.
因为这个人是犹太人,
because this person was Jewish.
他不相信耶稣是他们一直在等的救主弥赛亚,
and did not believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
那两个月前被枪杀的查理·科克
2 months ago, during the public shooting of Charlie Kirk,
归根到底也是因为他的基督信仰。
At its core, was also because of his Christian faith.
在这个男女不分的时代,
in the today's culture where gender distinctions are rejected,
坚持圣经真理就意味着不跟这个世界同流合污。
Holding firmly to biblical truth means refusing to conform to the world.
就意味着不与世俗为友。
That means we will be criticized and hated.
就一定会被人骂、被人恨，
and will be excluded and persecuted.
就一定会为义受逼迫，甚至被杀害。那主耶稣讲过一段话哈，我们一起来告诉我们为什么会发生这样的事情。我们一起来读：世人若恨你们，你们知道恨你们以先已经恨我了。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界当中拣选了你们。 所以世界就恨你。作为一个基督徒，As Christians, 如果我们从来没有因为自己的信仰受过周围人的冷言冷语也好，或者嘲笑刁难也好，或者说排挤，If
we've never experienced sarcasm, ridicule, difficulty, or exclusion because of our faith,
那我们就要问问自己，Then
we must ask ourselves,
我真的相信圣经上的话吗？
Do I really believe in the scriptures?
我真的是在跟随耶稣基督吗？
Am I truly following Christ?
因为有一句话我们一起可以共勉，他这边讲，我们一起读。他们若逼迫了我，要逼迫我。再读，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。今天这段经文，面前这样就告诉我们。 这个是个常态。 If we follow Jesus, we will be persecuted. 那在今天最后的两段哈, 有两段经文, 这个是对八福的一个补充。
The final two verses of today's passage provide further explanation of the Beatitudes.
我们再一起读一下。人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话，毁谤你们，你们就有福了。还有第二，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。上个月，北京西安教会的20多位的牧者同工，因为通过 Zoom 在网上传福音建立教会被拘留。
Last month, more than 20 pastors and co-workers from the Beijing Zion Church were detained because they were preaching the gospel through Zoom.
他们的主任牧师，金牧师知道逼迫要来的时候。
Their head pastor, Pastor Jin, realized the rest were coming.
他第一个反应竟然是大喊哈利路亚，赞美主。
And his first reaction was to shout, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
这是主耶稣这里说的，在逼迫面前欢喜快乐的表现。
This is exactly what Jesus meant when he said to rejoice and be glad in persecution.
他们教会的高牧师说，看守所是牧师的修道院。
Pastor Gao from their church said, detention center is a monastery for a pastor.
这同样是在逼迫面前欢喜快乐的表现。
This too is a demonstration of rejoicing in persecution.
接着主耶稣讲的天国八福。
Through these Beatitudes,
我们看到主耶稣对福的定义跟这个世人对福的定义可以说是天壤之别，截然相反的。
We see that Jesus' definition of blessing is worlds apart from the way that the world defines it.
这个世界说有钱有势的人有福了。
The world says, blessed are those with wealth and power.
耶稣却说心里贫穷的人有福了。
Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit.
世界说争强好胜的人有福了。
The world says, blessed are the competitive and aggressive.
耶稣却说柔和谦卑的人有福了。
Jesus says, blessed are the meek.
世人说寸土不让的人有福了。
The world says, blessed are those who never yield.
耶稣说使人和睦的人有福了。
Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers.
世人说躲过麻烦的人有福了。
Jesus, the world says, blessed are those who avoid trouble.
耶稣说为义受逼迫的人有福了。
Jesus says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness.
我们知道中国人过年的时候呢，喜欢贴一个红红的福字。
We know that during Chinese New Year, people like to put up a bright red character, 福。
有的时候呢，我们还要把这个福字倒过来贴。
And sometimes they hang it upside down.
因为福到了就是福气到了的意思，我不知道怎么翻译哈。
Because 福到了in Chinese also sounds like blessings are coming.
Yeah, very good. 很好。Yeah. 很多人利用这个谐音哈，就为自己来祈求一个蒙福的人生。
Many people use this play on words to hope for a blessed life.
我们都盼望成为一个有福的人。
And we all hope to be blessed.
而且要成为一个真正蒙福的人。
But to become truly blessed.
我们的心态呢，就一定首先要有180度的一个大转弯。
Our mindset must first make a complete 180 flip.
好像春节贴在门上的这个倒过来的福字一样。
Just like the 福 on New Year's.
Yeah, the upside down 福。
Upside down 福。
Yeah.
Sorry.
我们要从这个追求世俗的福。
We must turn from pursuing worldly blessings.
转向追求属灵的福。
To seek spiritual blessings.
我们一起读最后一段经文。你要保守你心。胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。我们的心态决定了我们的人生。
The Beatitudes teach us the attitude we should have towards life.
天国八福是基督徒面对人生当有的心态。
These are the secret to true blessing.
那这个是这个心态呢，就是我们真正蒙福的一个秘诀哈。那盼望我们都能够成为一个蒙福的人。
May each of us become truly blessed.
也盼望我们的教会成为一个真正蒙福的教会。
And may our church also be blessed.
在接下来的这新的一个50年里面。
So that in the next 50 years.
帮助更多的人成为蒙福的人。
We may also help many others to be blessed.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢主耶稣赐给我们的八福。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us the Beatitudes.
让我们看到我们怎么才可以成为一个真正蒙福的人。
You help us see how we can truly become blessed people.
求主帮助我们，带领我们。
May you continue to help us and guide us.
让我们能够成为你眼中真正蒙福的人。
So that we may become a truly blessed person in your sight.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.